This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands of people across the United States took to the streets to celebrate the announcement that Joe Biden is the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election. In his first speech since then, President-elect Biden said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that voters have placed in him. And he said that his presidency will be about rebuilding America. He also appealed to those who had cast their vote for incumbent President Donald Trump, saying it's time to put away harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, and see one another again. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee filed several lawsuits, including one in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person Election Day ballots that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot selections being disregarded. The legal challenge against the Democratic Secretary of State centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed hours after the dismissal of another Arizona lawsuit that contested the use of Sharpie markers in completing Election Day ballots in one county. The United Arab Emirates has announced a major liberalization of the country's Islamic personal laws, allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate, loosening alcohol restrictions, and criminalizing so-called honor killings. The broadening of personal freedoms reflects the changing profile of a country that has sought to bill itself as a skyscraper-studded destination for Western tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its legal system based on a hardline interpretation of Islamic law. This weekend's announcement also follows a historic U.S. brokered deal to normalize relations between the UAE and Israel, which is expected to bring an influx of Israeli tourists and investment.